Okay, Rabosai. We left off, we summarized, as you recall, everything except for how the Sugya and Yidalchum and Beit of the quote Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, no, to quote So let's see what's the problem with fitting in Yidalchum and Beit. If you remember, we had a Yesod. This is the Yesod that Tosfos mentioned in a few places, including right there in Yidalchum and Beit, the Yesod that the Rif mentioned. Tosfos, the Rif, Chor came up with independently and was makabel on pretty much everyone, which is that there's a difference between Milveh and Matana. Let's just remind ourselves what we left off, the difference between Milveh and Matana. Here we have the Rif and the Rambam. Here we have the Rambam.
Rebbe, the camera's out of focus.
Okay, let's give it a second, see if it focuses by itself. Here we have the Ran. Here we have the Rash. The Rif and the Rambam says Pasha, Kizki, and Lav Kizki. The Rash, in the beginning, was the only one who did not have this. So he said everything was Safek. The Ran said Milv is a Safek. Matana is Lav Kizki, and the Rashba ended up back in this respect where the Rif was Kizki, Lav Kizki. And what did we see in terms of Gittin? How did Get fit in? That was the Machlokes. Where was Get? Here, Pashut. There's nothing to talk about. Everything's a Safek. That's the only one that has no chilik between between anything. And the Rambam of the Rif says that Get is Lav Kizki like Matana, which makes perfect sense. The Ran says that Get is Safek like Milveh. And the Rashba says that it's Safek in between, meaning if there's a difference between Milveh and Matana, there's three deos. That's what we left off with. Where Get goes, either Get is Kamatana, which is most easy to understand, or Get is Kamilveh, or Get is in between. Okay, and we dealt with all of these sugyas. The last thing we mentioned was
maybe the camera you can fix
it's
now.
No good. It's completely out of focus.
Of the Rav was the Yesod of the Rav, which I actually hopefully that is
No.
Not a magician. It's funny. With all our advanced technology, we need magicians again. Now it's in focus, but I don't know why it doesn't last.
I don't know.
I'm sure there is. But I don't know how. Right now it's focused. Let's see how long it lasts. And if you recall, we had two deos as to what the nature of the
no again.
Okay, let's give it a minute and see if it comes out.
Okay.
Nature of the chiluk. One day is it psychological. I feel more pressured. Right? I feel more pressure to return a milveh than to give a matana. And the other is what the Rav says. I actually found the same part of the Rav, even some of the same nafkmin as the Maharam Shik. I don't know why I randomly found the Maharam Shik, but I was just looking around and I found the Maharam Shik in the Alpha basis, the same part of the Rav, or the Rav. So here we have the Rav and the Maharam Shik on Dr. Alpha base. They say it is perceptual. Meaning what you have is a hatfasa without a hakna, or perhaps the way the Rambam says, I'm releasing my hold on it, but I'm not giving it to you. You have a hatfasa, but not a hakna. Hatfasa is an upper milveh. As long as I let you grab it, you have the right to it. I don't think it's you. But from Atana, without hakna, it's nothing. Okay, this is where we left off. And we pointed out that if you take a psychological chiluk, then you begin to know about where does Get go? You can say whatever you want. Why? Because you're saying Get, there's also pressure. Because we're talking about Shemesh Lev and Kabbalah. And there is pressure, not as much pressure as Milah. You don't over the get, but more pressure than Matana because she requested the get and sent someone to pick it up. So you could say, okay, it's like Milah. That's enough pressure to make it like Milah. You could say it's not like Milah. That's not pressure. What do you mean? Does she ask for it? You don't owe her. Or you could say it's a little. Nifa all the shitos. Nifa all the shitos. By get. If you say the difference is conceptual, then the pashat shot is nicha shitas rif. The Rambam gabi get. By get, it's not enough to just be matfis her. By get, you actually need to make a chalos gittin. It's not like milva, you just need to let her take it. No, you need to divorce her. And therefore, get should be like Matana, which explains nicely the riff and the Rambam. We pointed out, if you want to be very mechadish, extend something the Rambam said about a button, maybe by get, the theme we mentioned earlier, which we'll come back to a lot, the Iker divorce, one second, is the Das Makde embodied in the Ksiva. And really, if you take the handing over the get, the star, the paper itself is not so significant, maybe say, because you let her hold on to the get. That's good enough because the actual hakinah, the actual halos comes from the sikha. The simple shot is that it worked better for the Rav and the Rambam. This is where we left off.
So the Rav, in the psychological case, he just holds that like there's basically no difference.
He says there's no difference in anything. He's the only way he says there's no difference in anything.
Rebbe, it doesn't work at all. At all.
But again,
Maybe wait a few more seconds before you put it in.
Didn't we?
What's on the side?
Yeah, we did try that once, right? No. Sorry for delaying. How do I get to that app? Here we are. Whoops. Aha, there is an app for focusing the camera. That is a good point. Okay, right now it's focused. When it's not focused,
No, out of focus.
Okay, now it's in focus. Let's hope it stays. Okay, you'll shout to me. I'm going to have to ask you about focus. That's not. Anyway, let's get to where we were. What was the problem? The problem is this: Yud Aleph and Beis. There's no machlokas about it. The Mishnah says Homer 10 gets a car shipper de la avdi, etc. If it's a chovah, then obviously a chovah of the fun of North Mount. But if it's a chovah, which our mayor says shakuri avadim is, the sorry, chachamim say shakuri avadim is. In Shechra Avadim, it's Chal right away. In the verse, why is Shechra Avadim Chal right away? And the answer is, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol Omer Tnu Ka Omer Zuchum Dami. So there we have Tink is Chi by Shechra Avadim. What do we have by Daf Yud Aleph on the base? Pen is Chi by Shechra Eved. The problem is that Shechra Eved, don't tell me if you're Shomer Mekadesh. I'll be all common sense. Shechra Eved is Matana, not Milvah. You're giving him a matana. So if Shechra Eved is a matana, so by a matana, everyone said lav kisti. Okay, maybe there's one weird opinion that says sami, but certainly it's not kisti, right? So that's the stira, because everyone agrees by matana it's not kisti. It's a stira between the matana sugya and yudal base and our sugya. So that's the problem. The stira is that the matana. Basically, l'kuli alma holech lav kizki. That is the problem. And the question is how to solve that problem.
Can you say that because you have to release your eved every 7 years?
No, that's an eved every year. We're talking about an eved canal. The nesra say olam ahem tavod. So this is the problem. How do you solve? How do you solve this problem? How do you solve this problem? So, one way to solve this problem, which is a habamina in many of the Rishonim, Tosfos brings up the habamina, rejects it. The Ramban brings up the habamina and rejects it. But, I mean, I guess there are two ways to be machalik, right? Way I put on the board. Ten is kaspiba shekhar ebed, but that's a stira to what we have on the board here, that at least we something, and probably the vada, I couldn't hold the maskan to be shown in. Holy can vlav kaspiba matana, so either you're machalik between matana and shekhar, or you're machalik between. What else is on the board?
Milwind.
What else is on the board?
Yeah.
Or the rabbi. Either machalik between shekhar and matana, and say shekhar is not like a matana, which what all the rishonim do, or your machalik between hen and holy. Right? After all the sugyas are called holy kispi. But in this sugya, it says, Kol Omer Tnu Kol Omer. Okay, who is the only one who's mechalik between ten and holech? Out of the people who say the Rif, we have no idea. The Rif said Matana for sure, holech lavkasi, and he brings out the Gemara Daf Yalef on base pshuto, gives us nothing to work with, right? He doesn't solve the problem for us. He obviously has a solution in mind. We don't know who takes the approach of mechalikin ten and holech. No one. Okay, I guess not. All right, let's move on. So who's machalik between shechrer and who's machalik between shechrer and batana? Okay.
But the Rif also machalik.
Does the Rif say how he solves this problem? The Rif doesn't say.
That's how he deals with shechrer.
He brings down the Gemara shechrer, but he doesn't say how he solves the spirit. Right? He doesn't solve the zero. Okay, for both sides, let's start with the Rambam. Says the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Let's see what he says by Atana, see what he says by Shechrer, and see how they stem with one another. Says the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Gabe Shechrer. What does the Rambam say, Gabe Shechrer? At least on a certain basic level. What does the Rambam say? But Hakosev get shechur la'avdo v'zika lo bo al yidei acher v'amar zechei v'get zed l'plon li'avdi yotzal l'cheiros afi shlo higi get l'yado shzok l'utzal l'panav aval amar tnu get zed l'avdi eino yokol lachzer bo v'lo yotza. However, the Chayrus, what does the Rambam say? Okay, the Rambam brings in something that makes it a little more complicated, so I didn't want to make it yet. Let's look at the Rambam Zakhiya. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Zakhiya? Start from there. The Rambam says a big Kiddush in Hilchos Zakhiya. I want to give a present. If I say Zakhay or Tain, I can't be closer, bro. It's Matan. But, Avalim Amrlo, Holy, one of those with Shimon. If I say holy chisak is he, if I say tain is he, the Rambam by Matana is mechalik between tain and holy. Rambam by Matana mechalik between tain and holy. Where does the Rambam get there's a difference between tain and holy when it comes to Matana? From this theorem, because we see that tain is kizchi by Eved. Tain is kisti by Eben, then Tain must be kisti by Matana. Eben and Matana are the same. We'll have to modify that soon. The Rambam is the only one in the world who says Tain kisti by Matana, meaning he doesn't think the answer is Mechalik Matana and Eben. Rather, the answer is Mechalik Tain and Holech. We should bring many rayas. Kesemisha is a nice summary in the piece. Says we should have as many kashas. They have diuk of all kinds of shakratari so you that Tain is the same as Holech. The Rambam can answer them easily. But what's the most mafurish place where we see that pain is the same as holy? Our sugya. What did our sugya say? Da, samach gimel amin aleph. Tana Ravana skabali githi vishtamar skabali githi gomer holech metain la zachi la viskabel la ratza la solu yachso. Rabbi Nosson omer holech vitain la Ratzah Yachzor, Yachzor, Zechila, Viskabed, Lar, Ratzah Lachzor, Lo Yachzor. Our Brisa, and our Shigas Amalek, equates Tain and Holich. What does it say? Hiskabel, Zechay, Tain, Holich. Hiskabel, Zechay, call right away. Pain and Hole, there's a machlokes in the Tanakama and Rabbi Nassan. So doesn't this Bryce and South Gimel and Aleph play Pain and Hole? How could the Rambam differentiate between Hole? So you got to bring the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin. What's interesting about the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin when he quotes our Bryce? What did the Rambam say Hilchos Gerushin meaning? And what are we passing? We pass the white gat, holy flatkasi, but holy container the same. So everything get matana and effet. Get matana and effet. What we're saying is that all of them, tain is conceived and the holy isn't. Yes, our brisa says, tain is the same as holy. And if you hold like the, like Rabinos, and it's not kisri. What's interesting about the Rambam l'shitase? There's two Rambams l'shitase. What's interesting about the Rambam l'shitase? What does Rambam say in Hilchos Gerushin? He says, listen to the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin. He says, he quotes our Bryce a little funny. Avalim Omer lo, his kabel lagita o zecheila o heilach, lo kishlis kabbalah. His kabel, zeche, and heilach, remember, let's get rid of the heilach, in kishli, no problem. Avalim Omer lo, holeich, lo, o kishlis kabbalah, and actually, amal. Holeich means, I don't want you to be zoche now, I want you to be shlich lo lach. Vecheinim Omer lo, holeich betain lo, Akar shlich is a kabbalah. Holeich and holeich betain are not like zechi. What should the Rambam have said? Holeich and ten. Holeich and ten are not kizchi. So I said holeich and holeich with ten is not kizchi. Does that mean anything? The Magen Mishnah tries to deny it. Says the Magen Mishnah. He says, oh yeah, holeich, ten, all the same thing. But the Gra points out that it's very hard to accept the Magen Mishnah. The Gra says that the Rambam had a different shot of our Braisa. What was the shot of our Braisa? Here is the Braisa on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. What did the Braisa say? Holeich v'tenla. What does it mean, holeich v'tenla? Says the Ran, based on the Rishalmi and most Rishonim, Ran, Alpi Rishalmi, the Rove Rishonim, says, you know how to touch that? Holeich then tenla. Holeich or tenla, because holeich and tain are the same. Holeich can see, tain can see the exact same soda. However, says the Rambam, according to the Bra and most of the Farshim, as opposed to the Magid Mishnah, Medoyik in the Rambam, he says no. It means holeich the tenla. If I say holeich the tenla, that's like holeich. Not dealing with the same tenla. Why did the Rambam strange read of the Bryce? The Bryce says, the day his kabel holeich the day. Day is its own sentence. His kabel is its own sentence. Why do we make holeich the ten one sentence? Why did the Rambam read the interpret this Bryce in a weird way that holeich the tenla is one sentence when zechev his kabel is not one sentence? Why would he make holeich the tenla one sentence? Under pressure. Because the Tzio's 10 is different from Holeich, he can't interpret the Bryce in the most straightforward way like the Ran and the other Rishonim to say the Holeich contained two different sentences. He holds that 10 is very different than Holeich. He holds that Holeich is not Kisti, but 10 is Kisti. So therefore, the Ran has to reinterpret. There's two Ramas of Lashitasi. Basically, what am I saying? That one Derech is the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says Holeich is not the same as 10. And what's the cloud? Holeich lav kizchi b'matana shechrur peget. 10 is kizchi b'matana. You got to say kizchi with an asterisk. A little kizchi. B'matana shechrur peget. That's what you have to say to the Rambam. That's what we solve the problem. And how do we know there's the wrong solution to the problem? Not when he says it in the Vada. He says it in the Vada does not say anything about differentiating between 10 and Holeich. I don't know. He doesn't have to differentiate between 10 and Holeich. There are no solutions about Holeich by a Vada. What he says in the Vada does not say this at all. What he says in the Vada, it says 10 is not exactly as powerful as a K. Why? Because in Matana, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Zechiyah Mefurash, that 10 is Kizkei, and Holeich is not. And in Get, in Hilchos Gerushin, that's why he has a Kerush Dachot in the Brisa. Yeah, dogs in the island holder, obviously.
Straightforward way, you mean I'm.
What?
You want a little bit back allowed in your coffee?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in a share now.
He reads the brisa. This is the most straightforward way to read the brisa. Why? Because Kabbal and Zechay are different, so I should hold it that different. Why did the Rambam have a dog with read the brisa? Because he can't admit that 10 is its own main breath. This 10 has to be 10 different. Because 10 is holy, meaning holy, if that's my focus, and we ask it both, like Rabbi Nasa, but 10, everyone in this can stay. So the Rambam, even though my Mishnah doesn't really pick up on this, the pshat is the Rambam in Hilchos Zechiah comes from left field, saying something not found in any Machar, and the Rambam in Gerushin interprets the Bryce in a way not found anywhere else. We put two and two together, it seems clear the Rambam differentiates between 10 and holy. Ah, Tosa, Dachin Elvin Bey says, I hear that Havamina, but I have a deal from the Shaka Latar, not that way. And Ban by us also says, I hear that Havamina, but I have a deal of the objects. It's
happening. That part of the top right is only the Holy?
Correct. According to the Rambam, that chart is the Holy and not the Tain. Exactly. Exactly. The chart is for Holy, but 10 his feet. Again, we'll have to modify that a little. That's one there. However, that's not the derech of anyone else. So it's only the Riff agrees with the Rambam. We have no idea. Right? Because the Riff doesn't say his opinion on any of these things with the Rambam says. But what's the other approach? The other approach is to answering the Sira is that Shechrer is not like Matana. Rather, Shechrer is more like Milvet. Shechrer is like Milva, not Matana. If Shechrer is like Milva, then no problem. Now, that still gets a little tricky. Even if Shechrer is like Milva, that works according to the Shita that says, that say that by Milva, 10 is Kizki. If by Milva, 10 was Safek, then you have to get into, okay, what about a Safek Shechrer? What's included for Safek Shechrer? It sounds like the Vadai Shechrer. So it's certainly not like Matana. It's at least like Milva. But why would Shechrer be like Milva as opposed to Matana? That's the question. Why would Shechrer be like Milva as opposed to Matana? Because Shechrer is giving something for free, not something that you owe. So, what do the Rishonim say? How do the Rishonim explain why Shechrer is like Milva as opposed to Matana? What do the Rishonim say? Anyone? You must know what the Rishonim say. My title agent this year would be over. What does Tosso say? Why does Tosso say that Milva is like Matana, right? Tosso says in Alpine Base, he said, Pashi, you have to be Milva and Matana, you have to differentiate your dollar and Alpha and your dollar and Base. And Shechrer, he has trouble with Shechrer. Shechrer is like Milva. Why, says Tosso?
That both like acquisitions.
Then Shechrer should be like Matana. Why is Shechrer like Milva versus Tosso? Time's quickly looking at the sifta.
Because Shechrer in some ways the Eved is already anticipating it.
Why? Says Tosos, Yad Alf and Beis, this is actually in Yad Beis on Alf. Says Tosos, so O Pierce should be in a time. Is Shechrer Eved in his second day? Right? His first day, he had a radically different day, which I don't fully know how to work out. But O Pierce should be in a time. Maybe we'll mention that as well. What was Tosa's first day? Tosa's first day was. What? Tosa's Yudalf and Bezer wrestled Kol Omer. At the end, last two lines, Yudalf and Bezer, Omer, Tom, just handle how we can heal. She'll most of what dover me yad the yad. Masnees and Lomash with the Mayri. Behadi. Beneath Hasha, etc. Okay, what does it say? Maybe 10 is only Kizchi. When you're handing something yad liyad. And that's why Daf Yalf and Beis is different. Not because 10 is better than Holech, not because Shechrer is better than Matana, because all the other sugyas are where I didn't actually hand the thing over, meaning he says the sugya of Pen Matana is where I say Kibbet, but I didn't hand it to you. and I handed it to you. That is more serious. And then 10 kids speak. When I'm giving you something, I mean kids speak. When I tell you to give something, but I don't hand it to you, then obviously I don't mean for it to happen right now. Okay, this Tosfos is a bit tricky because then we're not sure how to fit that in yet. So we're not going to focus too much on this. Maybe we'll just mention briefly.
It doesn't connect Shifu. No,
not at all. So let's put here, Rabbi Tam in Tosfos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, there we show now. Before the old Rabbeinu Tam, what does he say? He says neither of these answers. He says, "Shani Hassan, bit 10 kids ki, and Nasan miyad liyad." He says, "Ah, 10 is kiski, and you handed miyad liyad, and all the other subjects you did not hand it miyad liyad." We're not sure how that ties into Dapsama Gimel, you clearly had to be get me out of the yad. Says 10 get the ishti unless you make the kimta. And he says 10 gets the ishti and hand me out of the yad. Maybe you get the kimta every other. So yeah, the whole chart is when you didn't hand me out of the yad. Only Dapsama Gimel base you actually hand it in the shtar. It's a little dachuk. Right, we're not sure. That's why I'm not going to focus on this much. We're not sure how you explain everything else. That means in every other case, we didn't hand the aviyad. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Right? We're not sure how what he's going to do with every other case. Basically, either make a kenta every other case if you didn't hand the aviyad, or say he's halfway to Rambam. Only 10 when you handed the aviyad level. By the way, I realize in the Rambam, I didn't explain the common sense behind it. What's the common sense in differentiating 10 and 11? Whole 10 gets in the ishti versus the holy gets in the ishti. Give this to my wife or give this to Rupe versus bring it to Reuven. When I say hold it, bring, that implies more that you have to bring it before anything happens. That, you know, it has to be, you have to bring it before anything. It's important that you bring it. When I say 10, give it, it means, oh, here it is, give it to him. When I say give it to someone, that might be a problem with saying that. There's my book. It's theirs. When I say hold it, then I'm emphasizing the process of bringing it first, and therefore, I don't need to say by Matana. Okay, Tosfos this other day that said that neither thing that I put in red underline on the board, rather it's just an inyan of when I hand it over, then I mean a zechiah, as well as when I tell you pick it up. I tell you, go pick it up from my study, from my storeroom, from my living room, and give it. Which then you have to figure out, okay, so the whole chart is only when I didn't hand it to you. When I hand it to you, that's always to say, because when I give it to you, I'm saying, okay, like now I'm doing a strong mice and I really want it to happen now. Okay, but that's not a mainstream day in the Rishonim. What's the mainstream day in the Rishonim? That Shechor is like Milva. Why would Shechor be like Milva? Right? Here we have many days. Says Rabbeinu Tam in the second day. Rabbeinu Tam. Sham in his second day, which seems to be his maskana, which is the way he's quoted by all the other Rishonim, and a lot of other Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim, both the Ritva, the Rosh, and others. He says, Shechor is like Matana because when I give a Matana, sometimes why do I give Matana? Just to be nice. Or the Akronim say, because I want you to do me a favor in the future. When I'm a Shachar, my Evan, why do I give a Shachar as Evan?
Because the guy did him a favor. He was good to him. There was a good relationship.
Shechor Evan became Milva, Darmina Batin, Baholech Kisti, Avigal the Matan, Lahabi Kisti, the Shechor, he loved the Oli Knife, Afshul Lahab Mashak, Mishmat, and Koshki Milva. I might give you Matan if I don't wish. I would only free my slave if I really didn't. Why would I free slave? Now, I don't know if that's true, meaning, you know, the abolitionists will let lots of people free their slaves, Lashmat. Maybe she freed their slaves, they were just being free. Or maybe I'm being anachronistic. Okay, maybe those days no one freed their slaves out of the goodness, you know, just spam because they like freedom. It wasn't done in those days. That was before the abolitionist movement. Rather, a guy who only freed a slave, the slave did him out such tremendous favor that he really felt he owed it to him. You only free your slave when you feel naif, nafshen, when you feel you really owe it to him. And therefore, there is not, I thought no valid legal debt, there's a moral debt. People only free their slaves when there's a moral debt. People give out tons when there's no moral debt. But people only free their slaves when there's a moral debt. And therefore, he says, it is a you know, moral debt, right? That Ovid lay nayach nafshi. He really, you know, put my soul to rest, as it were. He really put my mind to rest. Somehow he did something so great that he deserved to be free. That moral debt is a pressure that makes it like milva. And therefore, I really want it to happen right away. That is a Rebbe Tam and many other Rishonim. Another option is
justify it from the other wishes point of view is implicit stuck.
Okay, but I haven't seen anyone. I haven't seen anyone go that way. The Meiri mentions and the Ramban and the Ran.
Can I just ask if it's a Avera to free your slave? Why doesn't the Gemara mention that as a few side foe?
Okay, good question. How about the fact that if all you've shown here, ignore the fact, ignore says that Israel saved for your slave, so how can you still go and home and do it? Okay, we'll have to figure out an answer to that. Sorry again.
None of them mention it because they talk about other hobes that it happens to.
Yeah,
it would be it's the first for the get, but it'd be another thing. It's hobe notions.
Really? Sorry, Ian, I'm not sure it is a good question. I'm not sure it's a good question. I'll just mention some other things.
Where's the comment there? I'm not sure it's a good question. I'm not sure.
No, it's the other mission. The Ramban mentions two other things. The Meiri mentions. The Meiri says, no, it's like a milveh because you don't free your slave unless you're a gomer b'daita. You think hard. In a matana, you might give a matana on a whim. Matana on a whim, but I'm not really committed yet. You don't even start free. You don't even hand over the shtar to a shliach to free your slave on a whim. Free my slave by the time I've written up the shtar, by the time I hand the shtar to someone, that's a very serious business. I do it big gemar das, even though not because of moral pressure, but just because it's a serious thing that you do big gemar das. That's what the Meiri says. By the way, the Yeshom and the Meiri, he says like the Rab, right? This is the Yeshomrim. And the Meiri says the difference between holy and ten, but the Meiri himself says no. He says, this is the kind of thing which you take more seriously. Since I take it so seriously, by the time I'm handing over the shtar to anyone, I'm really committed. If I'm so committed, it's like, no, I'm committed. Not because of a debt, not because of pressure. I'm just committed to the kind of thing which I thought about a lot and took very seriously. The Ramban adds a phrase. He says, it's a milsa des chusa, and he says, lo avid, milsa des chusa, meaning as opposed to get. It's good. It doesn't hurt anyone. If it hurts someone, then, you know, first of all, you know, you can't be chum lunch a little fun of anyway. So I'm always, you know, I'm never really too committed to it. But over here, he says the Ramban, No, you don't say that unless you have a Gemar Das. He doesn't explain exactly why you don't say it until you have a Gemar Das. You know, he says the chus is supposed to get Mitzahova. Not every chus, my chum is also a chus. And yet, you do that without Gemar Das. But that's another approach, said the Meiri and the Ramban. He says, I don't know, you only do shechrer out of Gemar Das. Okay? It's a more serious, more significant thing. You take more seriously. You only do it out of a Gemar Das. And that works like Melva, where you're already committed, but not committed because of pressure. The Ramban adds another point. The Ramban says, but owed, and that's a little more similar to our Rebbe Tam. He says, often the Eved pays for his freedom. He says, often when people free their slaves, want to lose a lot of money. The Eved has no thing to be atzmo b'yotzei. I guess what he's saying is you can make no kemta if you want. You know, it is not the main answer. It's rather not being no kemta. You can make it no kemta if you want. That is a case where you're being paid full price. Because often in those days, people want to free a slave. Stan, they're free a slave and paid full price.
All these things are very good.
Lefamim, Nasan Ha'eved, Dimei Atzmo, Kidei Lotzes. Okay, basically we have three hasbeirim. Either you say it's always a debt, a moral debt, or you say the Ramban, it's not always, but often an actual debt. he actually paid the money. You actually got the full price. That's obviously more like Milton. You got the full price. Why wouldn't you give the goods? Or you could say, no, it's just something which people do very seriously. And they do it so seriously that when they do it, they have a higher level of commitment. So you basically make some psychological syllabus. What's I think unique to all of these cases is that it's taking the psychological perush of the chiluk bein milveh lematana. It's not saying it's conceptual difference. Oh, I'm being matfis, I'm releasing, but I'm not actually giving. No, I'm actually giving. Why am I giving this? It's more pressure or more commitment. However, this Rav Lichtenstein pointed out, and again, I apologize for repeating some of the things, whoever's in the Shir Klali, that both Ray Miller and I told me to Rav Lichtenstein. So Rav Lichtenstein pointed out, you don't need him to point out this. We all should notice what we've shown him say and all the relevance of this. But we don't always, that there's a fascinating Tosus Rid. Says the Tosus Rid on Yodalid, on the base. And you know, this is not actually the Tosos Rid. I got one on the side of the Gemara. It's actually the Rid. It's not actually a Tosos Rid on the side of the Gemara in Maseches Gittin. The Rid wrote two different Svarim. He wrote the Tosos Rid and he wrote the Piskei HaRid. Piskei HaRid is like a halacha sefer, going through and summarizing all halachas, you know, the style of the Rif and the Rush, etc. Tosos Rid is more in the style of Tosfos. It's random lines of the Gemara here and there and, you know, has a unim on them. If you read this, it's obviously not the Tosfos Rid, because he doesn't pick random lines and then have like deep unim with deduction. Rather, he goes through the Gemara and sort of summarizes the halacha, and every once in a while throws in something. Okay, so it's a Piskei HaRid, but it doesn't matter. It's the same Rid. He says here, he goes to the whole sugya, and at the very end of the sugya, he asked upon himself, right? I don't know if we all have different ones. Mine is like 3.5 lines, and Andrew Dollar Bates, but Ikasha. How can you mechalifin matana milva say matana zakisti? But I can lopli your avayr rabbanan beten star shepherdel abdi elder amir sarachov who ever jesus midah miyad rabbal chayes rabbanan sarvizu chosulo above the 10 months eloploni de who's a chos apilur of mayor modesh and rots a lahakzer lo yachzer. Maishna mana matana mi star shechur eve the rabbanan. Says, what do you mean? The machlokes are man that's whether it's supposed to be ever to be free. Everyone agrees that it's a supposed as soon as I give it and say 10, I mean zachay. But why is shekhar different than the matzah? Same question involves everyone else. Chuba, the answer is, ha'evet doma l'manechov, or manepikadon, evet is more like chov and pikadon. Why? The shaychi bayin begavei. Because what was unique about chov and pikadon? Matana, it's totally my money. So then, holich lavkis, if I give it to you. Pikadon and milveh, it's really your money. I just have to return it to you. By the way, the recipient already owns it. Right? That's the point. In matana, the recipient doesn't own it yet. In halva, pikadon, the recipient already owns it. I don't mean he owns it fully. Like, he owns the right to it in some sense, right? He doesn't own this dollar. Even a different dollar. Continues. He says, Ava, why? After all, he continues. That's the main point. Says, what does it say about an Eved? Interestingly, an Eved, who owns the Eved? We might have said, the master owns the Eved. Hold on a second. But what if I'm mafker my Eved? Or what if, you know, a ger without relative size and he has an Eved and all the properties hefker? So the Gemara is very clear. Kana atvo ben torin. Right? The Eved's kohen himself. Why not say the Eved's hefker or picks him up as kohen to him? So, could have said differently. He says, because the Eved always really owned himself. He was just meshubin the rabbo. Meaning, the rab didn't own the Eved the way I own my horse and my cow. And my dining room table. No, the Eved was Meshubah to the Rav, but the Eved always owned himself. He was always shy to the Gabay. The Eved always belonged to himself. He just had a Sheba to the Adon. Even though we say Gufo Kanoi, even Gufo Kanoi just means he's a strong Sheba. That's what the Kiddush and Tosos read here. Kiddush and Tosos read is that And he doesn't seem to be talking psychologically. You could reinterpret him saying, and therefore that affects the guy's psychology. But he's not psychology, he's not what everyone thinks, how people look at it. He's talking about Shaykhut Ekronit. What's he saying? He is taking, it seems to me, the Rav's conceptual understanding of Kofi Mecher Matana. The difference is not how much pressure I feel or how strongly I feel. The difference is, am I giving you something that's mine, or am I giving you something that's yours and just releasing my grasp on it and letting you take hold of it? Matana, I'm giving you something that's mine. If I give you a birthday present, and I give you $100 a month, I'm giving you something that's mine. And in any event, I'm not giving you something that's mine. I'm giving you something that's his. He owes himself. Just have a sheep, but I'm just releasing my sheep. And they've worked in such a... Now, it's not so posh that this is true by an Evid. You might have said, an Evid totally belongs to the Adon. An Evid is not a, does not have any rights, does not have any vitals on himself whatsoever. Why the Adon is not for him? Is he calling himself? Again, it's a brand new chalos that happens later. Just because he happens to grab himself before anyone else grabs him. You might have said, but if the moment I'm after my evidence, someone else had to be grabbing him, maybe I'm getting him. But he says no, because he's really hit himself. He really belongs to himself. I just have a shibud. And therefore, the Tosfos Rid says in a different way. Said the Tosfos Rid, here we have the conceptual Hayrish of the Chilut. The Rid says totally different, Dara. Says the Rid, it's like no, because he really raised one to himself. I don't have to be mocking him to himself. I just have to release my hold and let him be in his natural state, right? Because he's really belongs to himself naturally. And therefore, it's like, he already has the right to it. He can exercise his right. So he belongs to himself. I just have to, sort of like release my shibud and let him be Kona himself because his natural state is freedom and his avdos is an artificial shibud. This is a chiddush. I mean, grammatically, obviously, shibud means that he's an evid. But as a chiddush, we all might have said, made by an evid every, even though he says gufo kona, he really belongs to himself. He just has a shibud, there's a debt at the work to the master, but Nebuchadnezzar is channel. He says, no, and Nebuchadnezzar really belongs to himself, just has a shibud to his adon, and all the other has to do is relax his shibud and let him realize his true vitals over himself, and therefore it's like milva, and not that I owe it to him, but he really owns it. That's the thought. Milva, he really owns it, as opposed to matana on a fundamental level.
So is, for the reason that you just said that it's a bit dopic, is that why the other Rishonim would rather take the psychological route? Because wouldn't we prefer things be conceptual? Because if it's psychological, then you get all these nothing.
I don't know. You're getting a little too philosophical for us. The Rishonim prefer conceptual explanations, do they prefer psychological explanations? I don't know. Maybe I agree with your answer that maybe they just weren't willing to take this conceptual leap. The truth is, the Rav also, obviously, the Shitase, the Rav didn't know the Tosfos Rid, right? The Rav didn't like reading any Rishonim that his grandfather didn't read. I don't mean because of his grandfather. I just mean that was his approach, right? The Rav didn't like reading Rishonim. He liked reading Rishonim that they read in Europe 100 years ago. That's where Levitt seems fish, that you should read every Rishonim that anyone ever heard of. Even the Tosfos Rid, which, to us seems very basic. That's what we had on the Shasis. But that wasn't, so I don't know if the Rav learned with Tosfos Rid. The Rav didn't like to learn with the Rishonim. But the Rav also takes this approach, and he wants to make conceptual chiluk, but he has to say something a little more. Chodesh, he says, Gam b'shichur, says, why in shichur? He says, and so I mentioned, shichur is different because of the element of shikr is different from the element of shtar. Shikr is different because of the element of shtar. He says, because the das matnah is really in the writing of the shtar. What does the Rav say? He says there's a conceptual difference.
What did the Rav say? The Rav says a big chiddush in the nature of how this funny shtar thing works. He says, because you already have the das makne in the shtar, you don't need haknas hashtar, just hatfasa. What does he say? I don't need, once I already wrote my das makne in the shtar, the ikar again, he doesn't say these words, but the ikar is more than ksiva. I don't need to actually be meshachar him and do the whole chalos by giving the shtar. All I need to do is let him hold the shtar. Once he holds the shtar, meila, once I already did the full kinyan by writing the shtar, then it is chal. So the difference is not eved versus property. The difference is that by a shtar shechur, the handing, by matana, the handing over the goods, the ikar. And I'm not, well, is the hakna. I'm not making the hakna. By eved, it's really the writing that's hakna. The handing over the goods is just a thing. The handing over the shtar is a t'nai, and therefore the hatfasa is good enough. Now, I want to...
And you have to shechur and get them put together.
According to that, maybe you would even go so far as to say that get is also like shechur and like milvah, which would fit the sheet to the rock.
It's not
for conceptual reasons. Well, for the Rambam, yeah, but we're not talking for the Rambam anyway, because the Rambam has a different approach to this, right? The Rambam differentiates between ten and holif, although we'll have to go back to that. Okay, but you're right. And if not, unless you want to make some other color between get and chipper, even though the glow on the isha, which would be tricky. Now,
also make bring the price about the Rambam and holif for 10 miles.
Does the Rashba learn the Pulak Patemla as one sentence?
That's what I remember from 2 weeks ago.
Everyone discusses it, but I didn't think their maskana was like the I don't have the Rashba
at that point. It's just like, oh, what I remember his maskana. Okay. Now there's only one more thing we want to mention. We did the funny sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. What's the funny sheet of the Rif? There's a stira. Look at the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ha'omer ten getzel ishku shar shikr zel abdi. Let's focus on the shikr zel abdi. And what's the last from Jamie Afton word mayor? Forget word mayor. He's not yachid. We're in the Rambam. We pass in life. The gitin nashu lo shikr abadim, meaning. I can't be Mizaki get to my wife again. But Shakriya Bhutan, she's also on the funnel, since it's also on the low funnel. If I say 10 star shippers el avdi, ain't no chosen bro, it's call right away. Mishnah daf yod alif and base, call right away, any of lots bro. Mitan, you've given a little alif, omer tnu gets el ishti star shippers el avdi, you mays. Logit ilakarisa. Same case, I say, tnu. Shtar Shikra Zela Abdi, right? The fact that whether it's 10 or it's 10, it's not going to make a difference. Umaisli, you know, the guy says, can Shtar Shikra Zela Abdi in times? They can't give it. He's not, they have it not freed. So it's Tira. And these are, it's not 1.5 lot away. It's the next Mishnah, right? One Mishnah says, what's the famous Tira? We miss Chaim. Not the same without you, Chaim.
I appreciate it.
Okay. There is a infamous stira between the two Mishnayos. Two Mishnayos in a row, right? Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but in the Mishnayos, there's two Mishnayos in a row. What about 10 Starshipper that le'avi. What's the problem? Here it says that the Chachamim say lo yatzer, because Zachen lo yatzer b'fana. Zachen v'chuli. Okay, but here it says. Lo yitnu la'achar misa. If the master died, they can't free him.
Why not?
It already happened. Classic stira. How does Rashi and Daf Yud Gimlum and Aleph answer the stira? Many answers to this, to the stira. At least four answers to the stira. Rashi and Reading Tam. Technically, Rashi and Reading Tam. They erase the word zeh from Daf Yud Gimlum Aleph and Mirsa. It's very tricky. If you look at Rashi Gimel and Aleph, the top, the first one of the Mishnah is Ha'omer tzu get zeh le'ishti garsinam masnisin. But he really means Ha'omer tzu get le'ishti garsinam masnisin. The printers put in the word that Rashi meant to take out. Right? The lo garsinam tem shalom masrom liyad shliach b'chayit. What's he saying? It's tnu meaning I'll give it. But not Tnu get zeh. What does he mean by that? Says Rashi, here he gave the shliach the shtar, and here it means he didn't yet give the shliach the shtar. Okay, very simple. In Daf Yom Beis, I hand it to the guy, and I say, "Tnu get zeh le'avdi." That's Zochel and Shlovanet. In your Gilam Aleph, the guy said to you, "Give this," but didn't hand it to you yet. You didn't pick it up. If you didn't pick it up, you can have Zochel and Shlovanet. If you don't actually say better, the shliach didn't hold the shtar. Obviously, the shliach doesn't hold the shtar. Not 10 get zeh. Here it is. 10 get. Give and get. But, it's not here now. Okay, then obviously there's no zachin. Tosos has three other answers. And if you give him an aleph, the other answer of Tosos says Tosos. Another answer is that this is lefi chachamim. And this is only lefi Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds it's not a schus, so there's no zachin. Either the shliach never held the shtar, no zochin, or the Rav Meir, right? Shesavar, the eino zochos, the thon is supposed to be free. Or Tosfos has another opinion. Again, Tosfos has many, many answers. You could give a million answers. Maybe I said Rashi a little too soon.
Question 10.
The Itan Azelish, Tosas has another answer that maybe it's only, or he's just showing it to him and he's not taking it. He didn't pick it up yet. That even if you say Zeh, he didn't pick it up yet. Inami is the other answer of Tosos, and he says here, Nasan I get. L'shliach miyad liyad, based on Ritam Shita, and here lo nasan haget l'shliach miyad liyad, according to the Svara, that I never meet his chay unless I hand it over miyad liyad. So basically, you could get out of the stira by saying there are two different cases. Either this the acham holds it's a pus. All that shechur is a zechot. This remeinu not as pus. Well, this is the case where the shliach held the shtar. This is the case where he didn't get held the shtar, meaning the guy died before the shliach took the shtar. Or I think that's what Rashi means. Shlo mason l'dei shliach b'chayim. He never gave it to the shliach yet. Or the chiddush of Tosos that sin was only kisri when I hand it to you, not when I tell you to pick it up yourself. And therefore, you know, if I hand it to you, you know, but that's the four answers. The chiddush answer is the Rif and the Rambam. And Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis, right?
Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis,
as opposed to Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What did they say? They say that there's no answer. It's the same case. Case, same Tana. Not different Tana, it's not different cases. What's the din? The din is that in Ratsa Lachzor, Lo Yachzor, Aval, Lo Nishtachrer, Ad Sheyagia Shtar Liyoto. The Adam can't be chozer
because Tia was Gizru.
But even though the Adam can't be chozer, he's still not freed. If the Adam dies, he doesn't get freed. Even though the Adam can't be chozer, because Tenis can see, like the Gemara says, Tenis can see that he can't be chozer. But he's not actually in Shukri yet, so if the Adam dies, you can't give it to him. And in a limbo situation, right?
That fits with what Rav says that you still have responsibility if you say hold up one of the bone and
tell that. What the riff says, if you say, right? If you say, what are you from Colorado where the magic mushrooms are legal, and you think that you can have it half a chal and half not chal, oh, he's meshukra enough that the oven can't change his mind. It's a done deal. But he's being meshukra until he gets there. I think you have a half chalos, you know, half chalos. The answer is, what do you mean? I press it. Rav on Daf Dalal and Aleph. If I owe AB money and I said, tell the shliach whole leg with AB, it's half now. I can't be closer, just like here. AB got the money, but AB didn't really get the money because if it gets lost on the way, I still have to pay. I haven't paid yet. Le'inyan Chazara, it's already chal, I can't be closer. But le'inyan the full chalos, not a full chalos yet, because if AB really got the money, then I wouldn't be responsible anymore. Then if it got lost on the road, it's his tough luck. No, right? It's Chayv Bachrais. So there's some type of person from Rav, you can have half kalos. That's the finish of the rift. And the Rav comes to Rashi Nav Tess. Why did Rashi Nav Tess so to Rashi Nav Yigal? Some of the Achayim try to find all kinds of clever answers. Tosa says he changed his mind. That's Tosa says. Okay. No, Tosa thinks he changed his mind. That's the big finish. The question is, where does this big finish come from? The question is, where did this big kiddush come from? And one last issue, which is, it's not clear when they always kashas on the ring. The Ran is a bunch of kashas on the ring. He says, what do you mean that whenever you do a shtar shikur, it's not really chal yet, it's just that he can't be closer anymore? Isn't there a Gemara that says that if the master is mizdakeh shipper to his eved, immediately the eved can't be true anymore? Doesn't that prove it's chal right away in gamre? By gittin, isn't it true that in case there was a spoke to the woman, it's chal right away? So we see that it's chal right away. So here's where the Ran has a lot of kashas. He says, no, if you're mizdakeh shipper, then it's chal immediately. What does the Rif do with that? So, but the Torah and others think that maybe the Rif holds like the Rambam. Said the Rambam, he made it a little more complicated. Said the Rambam, in a chanami, if I had said Zechei, this wouldn't be true. If I said Zechei, it would be freed right away. It's only because I said Tain. Right? That's what the Rambam said. And the Rif, I agree with the Torah, assumes the Rif agrees. Right? There's a Kiddush. Kiddush is an in-between. The Kiddush, the in-between at the Rambam, says this is for Tain, not for Zechei. For Zechei, he's totally freed immediately. Only when I say Tain, he's in limbo. Tain is in limbo. And it's a big machlokes achrona, whether the Rebbe agrees with the Rambam or not. The question is, what's Mehechi takes to this in-between state? Mehechi takes to, where do you get this in-between state from? Very strange. What's found this in-between state? Yes?
Something.
No, because if it's a, that's interesting. Maybe you could say it's all in Safek. Oh, this works. The day is that everything's in Safek. The Adam can't change his mind. We Safek, the Evans Mosek himself. But Lomasi, you can't give it the because we pass in Safek. The only problem is that It can't, I mean, then you have to say the Mishnah Paskin Safi. That would be a big chiddush because Machlok's Tanam and Arsugah, right? Between the Tanakam and Rabbi Melsan. You'd have to say the Mishnah Paskin Safi. That would be a big chiddush. That's interesting. Maybe you could say it's Safi. That doesn't seem to be, however, what the Rif thinks. Why does that not seem to be what the Rif thinks? I'll say two things. A, it doesn't seem to be what the Rambam thinks. Because the Rambam usually says it's a suffix. He should say, Imratza Lachzer Eino Choser. He should really say, Imratza Lachzer the suffix. After all, what do you mean it can't be Choser? If I send you to give a get shirt for my Evid, I say, I changed my mind, right? I can't be Choser. Too late. And you can still deliver it. Hold on. But he's really a suffix Evid, suffix Ben Chorin at this point. Someone should have said he's not allowed to marry, right? There's a lot of nafkaminas, right? So it's hard for me to imagine this suffix. And the Rif brings a riot from Rav, who is Mechalik. He says, when I return my debt, I can't be Choser, but I'm still responsible for the money. I lost this money. I can't be Choser, but still, I haven't paid my debt yet. Rav didn't say that he's suffix. Rav said that in Rav. So, actually, not so poshut. Okay. Maybe you could say it was suffix, but I don't think that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. And it would be a big finish saying the Mishnah with the suffix.
Can you say this is a practical concern? That if the man's still alive and says the food is over, that's fine because you can just go and ask him and get, like, the slave will know that he's free. But in the case where he died, but he said...
Why wouldn't he know he did? Just deliver the get after he died and he's free. You know, got him. What's the problem? I don't see the...
That makes sense because the slave needs to have some proof.
So give him. So why not give him and he'll have the proof? It's very strange. It was never completed because the fellow. So why can't it be closer? So, okay. So let's just mention briefly what's shot in this Rif and Rambam Rashi and Pes on the base. What's shot in this strange shita? Why is this limbo where? Be poser, but yet the shikur didn't really happen yet. So the ktsos is very convinced that it's all a t'nai, that what he meant was, since he said 10, what he meant was, I am freeing him right away, al-minas, that you end up delivering it. Okay, then, so why can't they deliver it if he's dead? Says the ksos means a rice they can deliver it after he's dead. Just then it'll look like get lachamisa from the exerter of Alanatu. Says the site, but no, he meant Alanatu deliver while alive. Okay, what's the nature of this rips limbo? And this will have to end. Let's see if we can stick this on the board. What's the nature of this, you know, this in between halos of the riff? One shot is the ktsos. He says it's really shechver miyam al tanai sheyitain. It's really shechver that's on right away, just makes it tanai in his head. According to this, the Rif compares it to daf yadal and aleph sending back my dad. It's also a tanai. What I mean is I'm picking it to you al tanai and it doesn't get lost all the way. Okay. It's a big finish that it's a tonight. It's not that there's fundamentally a distinction. It's just that there is a tonight. The other option is to say that there is some fundamental distinction. Fundamentally, there's a way that it could be chal halfway without the other half. How can it be chal halfway without the other half? So here, I think there are two ways that one could see it. And based on this, let's say, fundamental distinction. One way is to say, and this is what the Maram Shik says, this is what the Rav says, what they say from different angles, is to say, we can split Avdos in half. We can split Avdos in half. How can we split Avdos in half? That's not so hard. Well, we showed them already, so you can split Avdos in half. How do you split it in half? One of the two halves of Avdos? Exactly. The Ramban already says in Dushas, Kenyan Isra and Kenyan Mamon. And those are two separate things which normally go together but can be separated. For example, Shmuel says, if I'm mafker my Eved, What does Shmuel say?
Right.
In Mamas, he goes to Chayrus. He doesn't have to work anymore for anyone. But in Isurim, he's still a status of an Eved and needs to get Shichur in order to be considered a regular Jew in Isur status, made Nafkamina, in order to get married. Right? Because an Eved can't get married. And many other things that have to do with being Jewish. And there are many other such, many other places we see that there's a difference between the Isur and the Mamas. Says the Rav, says the Maran Shek, says the difference here is between the two sides of Avdus, the Isser side and the Mammon side. The Isser side disappeared, but the Mammon side did not. Right? So, what are you going to say here? This is the Maran Shek. I'll read you the Maran Shek. Said it before the Rav, even though we're more connected to the Rav. What did he say? He said, the Indian she yizke ba'atmo ve'in ocho yochol lachsaro dami l'chol ve'in she yomotar v'aschorin dami l'matana. Ah, the mamana side of the Eved is like, all I can see, the, is like, no, the Isser side of the Eved, that's like, matana l'chol is lav kisvi. And that's what the Rav did not say exactly this way, but the Maram Shik is saying this third, not for the Rambam. But maybe you could say Das Harif. He says, no problem. And I think you could say it's really based work off the Tosus Rid. What's the Tosus Rid say? Tosus Rid says, really, he belongs to himself. I just have to do a solid my Shiva. Right? That's true for Mamanos. Mamanos really is a guy who's not making Meshubba to me. You know, I just have to relax my Shiva, and he's naturally belongs to himself. That's in terms of the Mamanos. But in terms of the Yeser, the fact that he gets Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't naturally have Kedushas Yisrael. I just have to let him take it. You know, I just have to let him realize it. No, he needs to get Kedushas Yisrael. You don't have to. You could say he needs a formal to get Kedushas Yisrael. The only way to get Kedushas Yisrael is to have him perform Mike the Kenyan. And therefore, what is he saying? He says, no, you split the Mammon and the Isser. And that's Harif. What you're saying is that the Mammon is Kimilveh, the Ten Kizchi, Alpi the Rid. That's no problem. Yeah, Mammon, all I have to do is let him be free. But in Kedushas Yisrael and Isser, just let him be Yisrael. What is Ram saying? And that is he between the Gaon and Yisrael and the Kanani. Okay, yes, he needs a Maksim to get him there. But the Isser status, meaning Latir Baskor, that he can get married, that is like Matana, right? Because it needs to be created. Right? All I need to do is be Makfis in. All I need to let him grab himself and he's free in Mamos. But for the Isser status, I need to create a shipper. And therefore, I haven't created a shipper, but I have allowed him to grab himself. Release my hold and let him grab himself. And therefore, he's free in the Mamanos, but he's not free in Isurim. And that's what the Mishnah means. I can't be closer, Bo, because I'm not rights anymore. I lost my Mamanos. But in Isurim, if the master dies, they can't give it to him anymore because it's too late to give it to him once the other die. And he's still stuck with the Isur status of an Emmet. Okay, that's one shot in the Rift. The Rub also leaves the round of the cloud between Isur and Mamo, the Rubs has to say a little differently. Rub has to say a little differently. Why does Rub have to say a little differently? The Maharam Shik points out this works for the Rif, but not for the Rambam. Because it's based on the distinction between Milva and Matana, but the Rambam in 10 does not distinguish Milva and Matana. Since either way, 10 is good thing. So you can't base it on Milva versus Matana, but says the Rub still. Says the Rub, he says, still, even though 10 is his thing, it's not the same as Zechei. In Zechei, I am telling you to be a, and a, I mean, whatever. Like, it's actually pretty, the Rambam has made a lot of assumptions to answer over the Rambam. But he still says, Ten Kizchei is not Legamri Kizchei. In Zechei, I'm saying, be a Shlir Kabbal Legamri. In Zechei, I'm appointing your Shlir Kabbal Legamri. But he will sleep like they need on you. Then it's a total Maisa Shepherd. In
10 by saying Tela. I'm not actually appointing your slave to Kabbalah. I'm saying Zechay. I'm not appointing your slave to Kabbalah. I am rather letting you be a slave to Kabbalah. And he says there's a difference in two kinds of slave to Kabbalah. There's a slave to Kabbalah, I let you be a slave to Kabbalah. And there's a slave to Kabbalah of I'm appointing your slave to Kabbalah. And the difference is, for answer, you need a formal, personal maisa of shem. And for that, I need zechay, I need to appoint you to represent. For mamonos, I don't need a full ritual maisa shepherd. I don't need a ritual maisa shepherd. I just need to let you take it on her, to let you take it on her behalf. I just need to let you take it on her behalf. And then for the Rav says, no, running out of space here and not doing justice to the Rav, but says the Rav, or 2.1, the Rav, Bidas HaRambam, again, Bidas HaRambam, you don't say it's a different thing, Milva side, Matana side. The Rambam says 10, Matana. Rather, what he says is that 10 is allowing acquisition, but not appointing shlucho kemoso. In 10, I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm not appointing your shlucho kemoso. I'm just allowing you to acquire it. It's more than hafasa. I'm allowing you to acquire it. It works for matana. But in therefore, acquisition is good enough for the moment. So I've been telling you not a shlucho kemoso and represent to do an actual formal ritual. Like I said, shepherd, it does work for the yeser. And therefore, it works for mamon and not yeser. Okay, I'll tell you personally, even though it's very attractive with shlucho mamon and yeser, and it works nicely with Tosfos Rig, I don't see that in the words of the riff of the Rambam. There are words for Mammon and Yisr. I understand the riff of the Rambam don't have to use the phrase the Rabban invented of Kenyan Mammon and Kenyan Yisr. You can't ask, oh, why didn't they use the phrase when you showed them invented that became popular in their. That's not fair. But there is a phrase all over Shas of Yelkel Kedir Target Shepherd. You know, the Osir Bas Dori. Why didn't they ever hint to us that this somehow has to do with the fact that freeing Mammon, but still in Yisr status, get marrying the Jewish people? All they say is Enyo Halachzer Mammon. You know, that's not the right way of expressing it, different thing, Yisr and Mammon. Even though conceptually the different thing Yisr and Mammon is Geschmack, I don't see that in the words of the Rif and the Rambam. They say Enyo Halachzer Mammon. I think what they mean is exactly what they say, no more and no less, just say Enyo Halachzer Mammon. I'm really making in your philosophy, I made the halacha. I'll deny that you have the Messina. I don't see any tonight. But I don't think it's a matter of Israel moment. I think it's just. Where are we going to go? Let's see if we can put this on the board before we start shir and get into singular learning today. 3, I think the pashtus is, and this is also what the stiplish says here. Stiplish, 3 days. This is my stun of the stiplish if you want to look it up. Sorry, I just noticed it last night. With Kilos Yaakov. Seven year base, he says, no, it's lo chal bichlal elorak eino yachol lachzerbo. Ah, is there such thing as in your? And that's probably being from Rav. Say the pirot was chal. When I pay back the debt and I say, hold like this money that I owe to Abi, the pirot wasn't chal. I'm still responsible if it gets lost. I haven't paid up my debt. But Enyo Halachzerbo, is there such thing as Enyo Halachzerbo? Usually we think of, our healthy Talmudic sense tells us, until it was chal, I could be chozerbo. If I can't be chozerbo, that means it was already chal. But that's not true. There's precedent in Shah for cases where it's not chal yet I can be chozerbo. I'll give you two examples. Davar Shlo Polio, right? The Gemara says that Davar Shlo Polio, according to Rabbi Meir, if I say me'achshav, that's better. If I say I'm selling you the payrolls that are going to grow in my dekel this year, me'achshav. What does me'achshav mean? So said the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ran and the Ritva, basically the Bibliotheca Ramban. If I sell you a Dover Slow Volume, let me get according to Rabbi Meir, and I say me'achshav, I can't be chozerbo, even before it grows. If I don't say me'achshav, that it's chal when it grows, but I can be close. Meaning, I can't be chozer bo, even though it's not chal, until the thing actually grows. But I can't be chozer bo. Or, the Gemara in Kedushin, third parak, who learned Kedushin here? No one ever learned Kedushin, or you're just afraid to admit?
Yeah,
I'm afraid to admit.
Okay. At least you're honest. I appreciate the honesty. Remember that machlok zir yochum rish lakish in the third parak, right at the beginning? Someone says to a woman, how are you kadesh li l'achar shloshim yom? You have kadesh 30 days from now. She's not kadesh until 30 days. What does Rish Lakish say? Shlakish amar eino chozeres. But she can't be chozer bo. So she can be chozer bo. What's the machlokes? Whether asa dibur mevatel dibur or asa dibur mevatel maisa, meaning if you do a maisa, the dibur can't be mevatel. Machlokes is whether this is considered dibur or this is considered a maisa. But what do we see? We see Rish Lakish holds, if I say to a woman, you kadesh li after 30 days, she can't be chozer bo. Even though it's not chal. There's such a thing as it's not chal, but you can't be chozer bo. It's not chal yet, but it's too late for you to be chozer. Why? Because lo asi dibur mevatel maisa. Because once I did the maisa, I can't just do a dibur and undo the maisa I did. Even though it's not chal, it's too late for me to undo it. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees there, but it seems pretty clear. He just disagrees by which example qualifies, which doesn't disagree with the principle. And Lachor, this also is going down to the other person who's showing Sfarad. If I sell you the payros that will grow next year, and they say me achshav, somehow this makes it into the kind of mantra that I can't be in the battle, even though the chalos wasn't chal yet. There is such thing as ain't no chozer bo even before it's chal. And I think that's what the riff means. When I say 10 star shippers de la abdi, ain't no chozer bo. It's enough. 10 kids three is enough, and it can't be chozer bo. It's not chal yet until it gets there. And therefore, if the master dies, and the whole chalos bottom will bottle, baby is for baby mamon. But I can't be chozer be baby is for baby mamon. That's chat with the Rambam. And if the master dies, it doesn't work. Or if they never deliver, it doesn't work. Baby is for baby mamon. It just makes it a strong enough mice that ain't no chozer bo. That's chat I'm claiming. And to the 10 kitzchi makes a strong enough maisa that it's eino chozer bo. This, I think, is the real pshat. And again, the precedent is kemo davar shelo bali olam ve'amar me'achshav. Oh, shitas reish lakish v'chazara mikidushin la'achar Shloshim. We have many cases in Shach, we have precedent that you're not holding on that to me. What we meant is that hey, this can see, but you're not chozer bo. Why would it be? Let me just end with one thing. What's Shach exactly here? Why would it be ten kisvi is enough to make it not chozer bo, but not enough? Here it gets a little tricky. For the riff, it's a lot easier because we don't know what the riff holds about Matana. You could say very simply. If I say ten star shipper zeh, 10 star shipper zeh le abdi, right? Now again, we don't have the right to answer to our original question we started with. You could just say, what am I saying? I'm not saying it's chal yet. It's not chal until it gets there. Maybe it can't be chal until it gets there because it's not regular genie monos. Shipper, after all, it gets shipper needs to be lishma. You need to have a formal maisa nesina. You need a formal, proper maisa nesina, a personal maisa nesina, in order for the shipper to be chal. But once I say 10 get zeh, le abdi, and for whatever reason 10 is kisvi, it says in the Gemara, I am saying, grab onto this star. I'm not saying he's free yet. I didn't say anything about the shipper. I didn't say anything about the chalos of the eved. I said, you know what? Hold on to the shtar for my eved, and I bet I certainly have no right to ask for the paperback. You know, if I say papasha that I never get the piece of paperback, the piece of paper belongs to him, that's a strong enough maisa that I said, you know what? Keep this piece of paper. That's a strong enough maisa that now I can't be closer to loss of deeper mabato maisa. If I just handed over the paper unit says and said, be my shliach l'holacha to bring it to him and he'll be free when you get there.
It's not a real mice. I just gave you something to take something, I can move on to that. Once they can, and I say, you know what, I'll call me this paper for him, even be toe-faced this paper for him. Once I say be toe-faced this paper for him, then already that's strong enough mindset that I can't be that's a strong enough mindset that I can't be Fozerbo anymore. And maybe that's shot in the wrist. Shot in the wrist is going back to the conceptual pillar, let's say. That when I say 10, I mean a certain hatfasa. Okay, when I'm matfis you this is a strong enough mindset that that I can't be chozer. But it doesn't mean the shepherd was chal yet. I wasn't actually the shachar anyone. So I think that's what you have to say for the riff. That it's a mice that you can't be chozer from, but it's not a chalos at all. It's a mice that you can't be chozer from without a chalos, just like Darvish Lavolin when you say me'akshav, just like Rish Lakish, that's the model, lo asi diber or mevatel, maisa. And why do we find this only by, only by Ebed, we find this by other things, as well. But then, so there maybe based on the Rav's Chilak, what you'd say, and what's the Svara is you have Hatfasas Shtar. Li shechrer is enough of a maisa that eino mevatel lo asi diber umevatel maisa. Maybe that shot in the rift and the rabbi that is a strong enough maisa lo asi diber umevatel, even though it's not a false shechrer.
So if the concept is that Diego can't undo maisa, what if I go and do a maisa? What if I grab the I do have father back with the get from the shaliach.
That's a great question. Of course, what I'm saying, I'm allowing for the possibility that if he actually gets the shtar. But of course, that's not crazy. And you say, mehechlezi v'chadish that. What do you mean, shot is as long as the shtar is not delivered, it's batel. So if he takes the shtar back, it's not delivered. So mele the batel is not delivered. So they don't want to say it's also batel because he's the right to be a batel. Okay, basically what I'm claiming for the Rambam is that in the rip is that Eben have a higher standard. Eved has a higher standard. You're not going to say that anything short of a proper Maisa Nechina will free the Eved. However, 10 is a good enough hatfasa that even though it's not a full Maisa Nechina, nonetheless, it's good enough to be considered a real Maisa that Lois and Gibber and Bethel Maisa, and you can't be closer, and I think that's found in the rift in the Rambam. Okay, then you think about it, and compared to every other case, you'll see that there are a lot of, you know, lines that need dotted and T's that need to be crossed, but I think you can do that. Okay. All right. So that's shot in Holikis, which, you know, at first we thought was just a question of what people meant, and then we realized is really a much broader and deeper. Let us then go on to the Gemara, right? Now we're ready to start shiur. All right, who's ready to start shiur? Samach Gimel of Beis, that's what we're up to, right? Says Amar Rav, smack in the middle, a wife can't make a shlech like Kabbalah to, of course a wife can make a shlech like Kabbalah to receive the gift of the husband. That's regular shlech like Kabbalah. There's a Kabbalah in Kiddushin. But you can't make shlech like Kabbalah to take from the shliach holacha. Rav Chanin Amar, Isha also shlech like Kabbalah, give me a shlech like Kabbalah. Okay, she can. My time with the Rav, no time with the Rav. Why not? He needs to say the law. She makes the Kabbalah. What's the problem? You need a time for Rav. Rav is going to have some technical reason. And there are two competing technical reasons. Okay, maybe because of Zayon Dabal, meaning it is insulting to him. It's insulting for me to send a shliach instead of instead of being a triach myself. I don't need a personal encounter. The Baal made a shliach l'olach. We don't personally encounter. It's insulting to send a shliach because what that means is that it's not important enough. I'm a busy guy. It's not important enough or I'm a busy gal. Not important enough for me to spend my time on. I'll send my assistant. Whenever someone sends their assistant, you're already insulted. So what's the point? If she sends a shliach to the husband, he sees it's a shlech le kabbalah, and he decides whether he's happy with it or unhappy with it. And if he's insulted, he'll say, get out of here. I'm not giving it to a shlich. I'm insulted. And he gives it. He says, when he said the shlich lo lasa, he doesn't know what happened. And therefore, meaning he's mostly insulted, he gives himself. When he said the shlich lo lasa, he doesn't know what happened. And we suspect in his head that he had in mind that he would never have agreed to give the get to a shlich like a bullet, just insulting. Or maybe he had in mind that he didn't want to give it to a shlich, well, it's just insulting. And he's not here, so we don't know what he had in mind. Because if he had in mind not to give it to a shlich l'kabbalah, then maybe there's an umdina that he only appointed the shlich l'olach and give it to him direct.
So, no, that he would have been insulted, it didn't make
it in. Oh, find out eventually.
That what?
That he was insulted. Meaning, the problem is this. 2 months later, word will get back to him that the shlich l'olach gave it to shlich l'kabbalah. He's going to say, wasn't worth her own time to receive a get from me. I would never have wanted the shlech laholacha to give this get to a shlech laholacha. Obviously, I only meant to give it to her. I never wanted to give a get like this.
The whole reasoning that he wouldn't have wanted to give it to the kabbalah is because it's embarrassing. It's annoying for him to have to give it through that. Once giving it to a shlech laholacha.
No, that's what's annoying.
To have to give it to a shlech laholacha. But
for him to get to that, it's because you're a nice person. But you don't understand Gemara. You say, look, in Megillah, I sent it. If I send my assistant, then obviously if you send your assistant, I'm not insulted. What do you mean? It's beneath me and it's beneath you. Okay, but that's not how people think. That's not how people imagine, right? The prime minister sent his assistant to bring a nice plaque and proclamation to a store owner. And the store owner said, I'm very busy in the store here. And he sends his clerk, the stock boy, to receive the plaque. Then the prime minister says, I want to take this plaque back and rip it up because my assistant is a prime minister. And you think a prime minister is someone Muslim that you send an assistant to the assistant of the prime minister? Maybe husbands say, they say, I'm so chashuv that even my shliach, we're not willing to personally put yourself out to get a get from my shliach. Well, you don't realize that I'm so much more chashuv. And maybe he's not fit.
Can you do that retroactively?
That's how most people think.
Can you do that also?
And the problem is that afterwards, we don't know what he really thought at the time he appointed the shliach. So we suspect that perhaps he was backed, and therefore we suspect that perhaps the problem. What's the other day? No, it's exeer to rebuttal to the confusion. It's not that be'etzen there might be a pagam of the gerushin, which is exeer because of confusion. What's the confusion? If that what was something, I guess that was something that people might do all the time. So my chlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what's the real parallel? Either, but let's say the husband puts it into a chatzer that doesn't belong to the wife. And then someone sells the chatzar to a wife, right? The way Rashi envisions it is, I put it into AB's house and he sells the house to my wife. Or the way Tosfos envisions, I put it into my house, I sell my house to AB and AB sells the house to my wife. Basically, what's going on here? It's not a valid kiddushin. Why is it not a valid kiddushin? Because I never gave the get to my wife. It's not a valid gerushin. I never gave the get to my wife. And it's not that I appointed AB a shliach. I never gave the get to my wife. I just wrote it and put it someplace.
It wasn't beyond that.
And then I put it beyond Amy in his house, right? And then he gave it to her. But, and therefore, there's no misinas. Again, I gave it to Amy without any shlichus. Amy gave it to her without any shlichus. That's not a valid get. If I say, here, take this get, stop, and you give it to my wife, that's not valid. And people might be confused. People might confuse this case with that case. That's what people might confuse it with, because he gave the get to someone. Let's say a little bit. He gave the get to a shlich l'olacha, and then the shlich l'olacha gave it to a shlich l'kabbalah. That is, people might think likewise. If he gives it in a chatzer, and that chatzer is like a shlich l'olacha, and then it becomes her chatzer, it's like a shlich l'kabbalah, it's valid. Just like here, I gave a shlich l'olacha, and then later a shlich l'kabbalah was valid. Likewise, they might think the and then it becomes later she her later buying the chutzner is like her later appointing shleich the kabbalah. It might think just because she appoints a shleich the kabbalah can change the game. Likewise, if she buys the chutzner can change the game, and they won't realize that that's not true because if I make a shleich lo'alach and change shleich kabbalah, my shleich lo'alach is still doing my sina on my behalf. When I just put it in Avi's chutzner, or put my chutzner sold it to Avi, then there's no mice in a sina. Okay, it's a zero. My nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between them? My benayi, the kabbi yiv shavu shleich me ikara. There's a bit of machlokas, lopsided machlokas. How to interpret this? My benayhu. Rashi and most Rishonim say my benayhu. Which way is which? If she made the shleich lekabbalah first. If she made the shleich lekabbalah first, how is that enough? Says Rashi, the yada kodesh shosar bali yashul hashlo dami luchatzar bali achemikan. It's still insulting, but it's not a. It's still insulting, but it's not a gzeira. Meaning, if she made the shleich lekabbalah first, it's still insulting. He didn't know she made the shleich lekabbalah first. She made shleich, he was in France, she was in Spain. He sent her shleich. It so happened she appointed shleich lekabbalah coincidentally before he appointed shleich. Okay, insulted. So I never made a shleich lo'alach if I knew you were sending shleich lekabbalah. And it wasn't worth your own time. Then that would still be a problem. But if you say it's a gzera, because that's our bala akrikan, the gzera is only when the woman does something less. That's similar to the woman buying Evie's house last. But here, the woman did it first. How'd that be confused? She buys the house first and then I put the get there. That's fine. I'm putting the get. And also the yada. And also the marve. That is one shot. Okay. The meir brings the yesh omer with an opposite shot, but we won't get into it now. Let's continue. How gavur de shuddle a gidlu vesu azol shlicha ashna ki yosva ve'kal laisha. Certain person said to get to his wife, and the wife found her when she was kneading dough. Okay, is it significant that she was kneading dough or not? Not sure yet. Amar la helach gita, here's your get. Amar le lehav biyadka, keep it. Keep it. There's a whole discussion in the, and what does she mean? She meant be my shleich lekabbalah. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. How do we know she meant be a shleich lekabbalah? Maybe she meant, you know, take it and stick it up your nose, you know, or booklets. Maybe she meant, I don't want it. So just how do we know what she meant? And the assumption is she meant shleich lekabbalah. So some Rishonim changed the gersa to they have a li biyadcha, or they have a pikvadon biyadcha. Maybe you could also say that that's why it's important, although I haven't seen this Rishonim, that she was kneading. Since she was kneading, it's obvious she meant hold it for me because I can't interrupt my kneading. Maybe that's how we know what she meant. But in any case, she meant be my shleich lekabbalah. So basically, the husband sent her shleich lo'alacha, and then she made a shleich lekabbalah. In the case of Rav and Rav Chanina, the only slight difference being she made the same person, not a different person. So, Rav Nachman, in Israel, Rav Chanina, if Rav Chanina is right, that a woman can make a shleich lekabbalah, receive a shleich lo'alacha, then we'll do a ma'isa, we'll pass it into kosher get. Amli Rav says, in Israel, Rav Chanina, even Rav Chanina is right. Then you think this is a kosher get, we can paskin that it's kosher. There's a different problem here. Forget about the problem that she made a shlif and kabbalah and received a shlif. That's my cloak with Rav and Rav Chanina, and if Rav Chanina is right, then that's okay. But this is worse than that case because it's the same person, and the same person is a pagam called the chosr shlif and seitel abal. Okay, not exactly clear what that pagam means. Rashi says there's a separate problem here. The shlich can't go back and report to the Baal what he did. Why? Because he's a shlich l'alacha. And if I turn him into a shlich l'kabbalah, then the moment he does his shlichos, he stops being a shlich l'alacha, and then he can't go back and report. Shlich, we can't go back and report. It's not a valid shlich. Okay, funny svar, but let's accept it for now.
Of course, I can be like, oh, I didn't.
But he's not a shlich l'alacha, he turned into a shlich l'kabbalah.
Also, saying that I create shlichus and therefore it is not valid.
Therefore, since he stopped being a shlichus before he could report it, it's not a valid. Right? The Rav compares this to the Mishnah or Yoma says when the Ish-Iti find the Kohen Gadol in the Shukkah after Yom Kippur, he says, Asisi Shlichusa, I did your Shlichus. Ishi Kohen Gadol, or whatever he says, I did your Shlichus. Why does the Ish-Iti need to tell the Kohen Gadol and do a Shlichus? And here we see that part of Shlichus is that you have to go back and report that you did your Shlichus. Okay, that's a Chiddush.
But that also makes sense because the man practically then knows when he's supposed to. If it's a clear or not.
Yes, but there's
not.
Because here's the tricky part. We all know he doesn't actually have to go back to report. Everyone knows he doesn't actually have to go back and report. He just have to have a close of being able to go back and report. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't matter. If he's a good shliach laholacha, he didn't turn to anything else, even if he never reports to me, it's valid. And if he turns into Shlichus Kabbalah, even if he comes and reports to me, it's not valid. So now I'm not like practically knowing what happened. It's about chalos. Why is it so close?
You have to wait for the amount of time that the journey would take.
No, I don't see Rashi saying that. What does Rashi say? L'chaz or Shlichus Eitz Labal? Person is a chidish. We're not sure if it's true or not. Shlichus or Chaz or Nasser Shlichus Nishin Shalei Aklo. If he switched into a Shlichus with the other guy, Nitek Nishlichus or Nishin. Or he lost off last or Shalcho. Okay, I don't know what they mean. He stopped his shlichus to give a chance to return. Velomar sisi shlichuska, and say I did a shlichus she'ina ru'uya lach lagin in shlichus. He said it's not that he has to go back. The shlichus has to be ru'uya that he should go back and tell me he did my shlichus. Since it's not right, meaning he could go back and tell me, but he can't go back and tell me after my shlichus. He switched to being someone else's shlichus. Since he's not right to go back and tell me that he did my shlichus. That's a gam the shlichus. Mehefi tesi that a shliach has to be right to go back. He doesn't have to go back. You're right to go back and tell me to my shlichus. We're not sure. That's why certainly we'll be Yosef. He said it must be Gemar Mirlin. It must have had a Masorah. Halacha Masorah. Okay, we'll try to explain in a moment. There's the one. Shalchu lekame. So basically, what did Rava say? Lo chazur shlichus de abal. Meaning, there's a psul if the shlich halacha turned into a shlich kabbalah. Shalchu lekame de rabami. Shalchu lo chazur shlichus de abal. Like Rava. Let's think about it. They sent him again. They were impatient. Says, why are you sending me so many times? Just like right? Someone asked the rabbi Shaila, and he says, I don't know. They come back and 10 minutes later says, what's the answer? He says, I still don't know. Stop judging me. Okay. But then he paskin. He said, you know what? If you're asking me twice, I'm a sofik, you're a sofik. After all, let's remember what happened. Rav Nachman was not worried about L'chazur Shlichus Labal. He says, if Rav Hanina is right, it's a valid get. Rava and Rav Ami were. Okay, Rav said, they don't know. Having Darshav Erva, it's a suffix in Darshav Erva. Darshav Erva, Choletzes. And Darshav Erva is Choletzes, Lomus Yabemis. What does he mean? Any suffix in Darshav Erva, we're machmer both ways. Meaning we're machmer, she's divorced, we're machmer, she's not divorced. What's the classic Nafkamina? Who dies? Then, since maybe she's divorced, she can't do Yibam. Since maybe she's not divorced, she can't go and marry whoever she wants. She has to do chalitza. And likewise, Amar Yitzchak, sorry, Hava Ovdava Atzvah Yisrael Shmuel Amarta get the chalitza. Yisrael Shmuel Amarta required her to get a get and a chalitza out of suffix.
What's the practical difference if she's if the husband's still alive and she's alive?
I will get to that. Tarti. Why do you need a get and a chalitza? After all, if you need a get, but you only need to get if the husband's alive. Get doesn't work when the husband's dead. If the husband's alive, you need a get. There's no shaykh of the chalitza. If the husband's dead, you need a chalitza. There's no shaykh of the get. RT, no, the answer is get me chalitza. It's not her misa. He didn't mean there's a woman who needs a get and chalitza to be stopping. He means she needs to get more chalitza. I mean, if the husband's still alive, she needs a get to marry someone else because she may or may not be divorced. And if the husband's dead, she needs chalitza to marry someone else because she may or may not be divorced. Okay, so we paskin clearly it's a suffix. We paskin the suffix of this new Chiddush idea called L'chazur Shlichus Eitz Labal. This idea comes up twice in Shas. The other is Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. If we look in Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, we have what seems like a normal case, but the Gemara interprets the mission to be a weird case. A woman herself can bring her own get from Medina Sayyad as long as she says, The funny netham, I saw it written in find so that we know that it's authentic. Big Kiddush, she's believed to save herself, even though she's a Valdor. Okay, what's the case? The Gemara assumes it's not the Pasha, which is that she just says, I was divorced in Medina Sayyad, and here's my get. Pashtas will go from the mainstream socket of the matter. that if the woman was divorced in Medinas Hayam, the takana of saying funny nechem doesn't apply. The takana of funny nechem is special for shliach lohalom. And therefore, the Gemara concludes the woman must be a shliach laholacha for her own get. Why would anyone do this? I have no idea. You know, that's you come up with some reason. She must be a shliach laholacha for her own get. She is shliach laholacha for her own get. How is she mekabel the get? The Gemara, the little shakla tell you here, and says, what's the case? It must be first they say the case where he says, be a shlech lo'olacha, go to your certain place, your hometown, I assume, put it on the floor and then pick it up. It says, no, but picking it up, so a plea given lamb karka, pick up what you get from the floor, that's not a mice in the sina. So rather, says, no problem, be a shlech lo'olacha until you get to Denver. When you get to Denver, then you can turn into a shlech lo'olacha and accept it for yourself. Mar says, hold on a second. Turning into shliach kabbalah, v'lo chazur shliach zeh talbal. That's possible because lo chazur shliach zeh talbal. Ella, they say no. What it means is that be a shliach lo lacha until you get to Denver, and then appoint a shliach kabbalah. Then the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. That's fine for Chanina. You can appoint a shliach lo lacha and then a shliach kabbalah, but for Rav you can't. And if Rav reasons because it's insulting here, it's not insulting. You told her to. But if Rob reasons the Xavier might be confused, this is very confusing, might be confused with Chasar Balach, and down to the end, they say, no, be a Shlich Lalach until you get to Denver, then appoint another Shlich Lalach and give it to yourself. Fine. But what do we see here? A similar case. She turns the Shlich Lalach into a Shlich Lalach. Let's see. And we say, look, Chasar Shlich Lalach to Labal. Okay, so the same concept of two Gemaras. Technically, anyone notice a difference between how the Gemara, the authority the Gemara gives to this concept in the two sugyas?
Here it's a suffix.
Here it's a suffix, right? They can never resolve whether that's a true concept or not. In Daf Dalet or Aleph, it sounds like. What? It works. Like, meaning, it's possible, right? The concept is true. The Chazon's looking at Baal, right? It's a Vaday. Sound like here it's a Vaday, here it's a suffix. Okay, that is what it, that's what it sounds like. Okay, so all the Rishonim will be bothered by that. Let's see. Let's go to Rashi and Tosfos there. Says Rashi on Daf of Dalet Amud Aleph. He says, "Halachos v'shliach l'baal shliach lo mikri el mishtalech mizel azeh sheroi lachzor itzol sholcha v'lo marasish shluchus l'chavercha shliach is only called someone who sent from someone to someone else." Who can go back to his mishalech and say, I did your shlichos. In this case, she can't go back and tell her husband, I did your shlichos. Why? She can go back. She can't go back as a shliach. Shari lo nishtach ha'latma, she sent to herself. Achark nasi balamaisa. And then she becomes the baldover. You can't be a shliach of one guy and the other guy. I can't be a shliach of the man and the woman. Right? She's baldover in the vachir the shlichos. Right? Says Rashi, becoming the other baldover is mafkia the shlichus of man. Therefore, as soon as she gives it herself to mafkia her shlichus, I can't go back and report. And that's a pagam in shlichus. Eina ra'uya lachzor velomar sisi shlichuscha b'torashna. Because becoming the baldover is mafkia is so ser being a shliach. Becoming baldover is two is so ser being a shliach of baldover one. Says Tosfos here, top Tosfos of Dalet Aleph, Balochot or Shlichu the Kuli, Shliach lo Mikri, Elam Ishtaleach Mizelazesh, or I lost or the Shoko, Lomar Sisi Shlichusa, Kodom Shlichusa, sounds so far exactly like Rashi. Kodom Shiasa Shliach Lacheru, only if you can go back and report it to your Shlichus before becoming someone else's Shliach. Uwe Kuntras Lupirishkach, Rashi didn't say this, unlike Rashi. What way is Tosfos arguing about Rashi?
By getting rid of Shliach, huh?
Rashi says that it's a psul because by becoming a baldover two, you stop being a shliach of one, and then you can't go back before shliach and report. Tosa says, no. Become shliach of baldover two, you're no longer shliach of baldover one. And then, after all, the Gemara here used Lashem, be a shliach of the Kabbalah for yourself. She is herself. She used Lashem, shliach of the Kabbalah. Becoming shlich of baldover two prevents you from being shlich of baldover is not kia, the shlich of baldover one prevents you from going back and reporting. And unlike Rashi, who's right? Rashi or Tosos? Meaning, let me just put this on the board.
Rashi more all encompassing, correct?
In any scenario where you're just reaching.
No, I don't. Rashi is only talking about Zohar. Lo chazra shlichas etzel habaal. What is the problem? One shot is Rashi and Tosos. Rashi and Tosos says, ain't a roi, right? Ain't no ra'oi latzor belomar asisi shlichusta betoras shliach mishum sheh. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi. Leos Baldover Hasheni is Makia Liko Tarishon. And says Tosfos, Leos Shlia Shel Hasheni Makia Shlifos Tarishon. Meaning, as soon as I do my Shlifos, I have to stop being a Shliach, so I become the other person, or I become a Shliach of the other person. And therefore, since I'm not a shliach afterwards, that's a problem. Meaning, what he's basically saying is, if you can't stay a shliach afterwards, that's a gong. Now, Tosos, why is Tosos arguing Rashi? Don't say being the other baldover is mafkia your shlichus. Say being a shlichus of the other baldover, shliach l'achirim. Again, I'm assuming shliach l'achirim doesn't mean if on the way someone else asked me to buy milk from the store, I'm going to buy milk from the store. It's only achirim more relevant to this story, right? Who's right, Rashi or Tosos? Why does Tosfos think he's right and Rashi's wrong? Why does Tosfos nitpick on Rashi?
We're working on one.
Exactly. How about our Gemara? The Son of Gimel. In our Gemara, I sent a shliach to my wife. Let's call him Jack. I sent Jack to my wife, and she's busy kneading dough. So she says to Jack, be my shliach like Kabbalah. He doesn't turn into the other Baldover. He turns into shliach the other Baldover. So Pasha Tosfos is right and Rashi's wrong. Right? Tosfos. Is Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, how do you defend Rashi? How do you defend Rashi? Right? The best way to defend Rashi is to find an answer or to find another question and kill two birds with one stone.
Does Rashi have a different gersa by that allegory?
No.
It's a different wording, no? It is different wording.
Significant? How?
It's not, I don't know if it's significant, but I don't know if he says Baldover. I don't have it.
I don't know. Okay. So, figure it out on your own. What other, right? Whenever someone says something that's strange, the first question you have to ask yourself is, do they just say something strange for no reason and we have to answer them up? Okay, hopefully never. Or they say something strange just because conceptually they thought something made sense and you have to figure out what it was and then answer it up. Or did they say something strange in order to answer a kasha that the other side is going to have trouble answering? What kasha did we just ask? We just asked you to point it out. Who pointed out a kasha? What steer is there between two sogyas? Something about it. Aby pointed out, right? In our sogya, it's an unresolved something. In their sogya, it sounds like a vatan tanya. All of a sudden, conflict is until now. Then they are, I think this pasha pshat. Yeah, before I saw the amin wool, I thought this pasha pshat. Rashi's trying to answer the steer between the sogyas. How come in daf kof dalet and aleph it sounds like a vatan? And in daf samach gimel on days, it sounds like a sape. The Rashi says, ah, and daf kof dalet aleph, she's becoming the other baldover. That's a vaday makia of the shlichos. And samach gimel on days, become the shlichos of the other baldover. Sape, if it's makia of the shlichos. I think that's Trot Rashi, sort of the only. What are you going to say? No. He says, the baldover equals Vadai Pasul. Shliach Shel Hasheni equals Safi Psol. And that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's trying to answer the Stira. How did that Vadal? He said, but for Rav and Rav Asi, you say, but Liv Naval, it might be Mamima. Why aren't they taking it as a Vadai?
The answer is because there it was a worse problem. You became the other Baldover for sure that Mafkia your shlemus. That's the first problem. Level problem. And it's only become the shlemus for the other guy. Maybe that's a suffix, and that's why if you become the other guy, that's vada. If you go shlemus, that's only suffix, and that's why what Rashi was probably thinking that Tosfos didn't have. Hold on. So how does Tosfos answer the stira? So Tosfos was shitase. In the next Tosfos of Delach, Hatsira Bala Akramikan, I think I'm going to point this out also. He says, he asked the question, why are you saying that the reason for Rav is Zirish and Shlichas Bala Akramikan? Why not say the reason for Rav is Zir Misham, Lachos or Shlichas Yitzal Baal? But Omer B, Misham the Oso Tam, Jeshel Lachos or Shlichas Yitzal Baal, ain't no borer Kolkach. This idea of chol chashlichus v'baal is not borer kol kach, it's a suffix. Okay, I'm taking one line, but what does Tosfos say here? He says, oh, chol chashlichus v'baal is a suffix. Sounds to me like Tosfos just saying it's a suffix. I think what Tosfos is saying, I'm adding a little to Tosfos, Tosfos v'baal is just a suffix. He doesn't mean in some cases a suffix, it sounds like he thinks it's just a suffix. He would say in Daf Gavdala when they ask, "Alochod v'shlichay tzavah," they meant, and isn't that a suffix? So how should you get into a suffix? Found the Gerson you meant to show? So I think Tosla Shitasa. Tosos gets comfortable saying it's a Daf Gavdala. Also, he's not referring specifically to that case. He says a suffix. I think Tosla says a suffix. Also gives. Why do they make it seem like a body in Daf Gavdala? They never ended some topic. They just weren't getting into the details. But Rashi, no, that's a bada, this is a suffix. If that's a bada, this is a suffix. Why? Why, if that's a bada, this is a suffix? Ah, because there you're becoming Baldov. And here, you're only becoming a shliach of Baldov. So I think Rashi was doing that, the Amnon Yilum's Hesberg in Rashi. And then Tosos would say, if you asked, right, there are like four answers, perhaps. How come on Daf Chaf Dalet, it sounds like a Vadaik soul, but on Daf Samet Gimel and Beis, it is a suffix. So says Rashi, according to the Hesber of the Avnei in Luet, he says, no problem. Here's because she becomes Baldover, and here is only becomes shliach shalachirim. Okay, one is more chomer than the other. Well, maybe Tosfos says, right? Because on Tosfos from Dalel I'm an Aleph. Tosfos would be a suffix. So suffix. Just they didn't get into it in the Gemara. Who said Savadai? Maybe Tosfos thinks it's also a suffix. Right, the Gemara just didn't want to get into it. Why did the Gemara into Rav and Rav Kamina? And the Gemara doesn't get into here, Nachman or Ashi in the suffix. Since this ended with the suffix, they didn't want to get into it. Since this was sort of unresolved, they didn't want to get into it. Okay, that is two possible answers. What are other answers? Are there any other answers to this question? Which I think will affect a lot. Any other answers to this theory? Any other ways to explain this theory? What did the Rashba say? Says the Rashba, he says, there are two different cases. Says the Rashba, in Daf Chaf Dalet and Aleph, he appoints her and says, be my shliach l'olam until you get to Denver, and then turn into a shliach l'kabbalah for yourself. Meaning, when he first appointed the shliach, he appointed it as a shliach shalachazor shlichuso, eitz labal. The original appointment was in a way shalachazor shlichuso. In the case of Tam Gimel of the days, with the woman who's needing dough, he said, go bring it to my wife. He appointed him as someone who could be chazor eitz labal. Just when he got there, circumstances had it, she appointed him shlichuso kabbalah. So maybe that's the difference. Here it was, Meikara nismana l'shliach she'eino yochol lachzor eitzel habal. But over here, Oh, it's only the Minoy was good. He just later became Eino Ro'oi Lachzor Eitzel Habal. Okay, what's the difference? Ah, maybe if I your whole shlichut originally is to do a shlichut that can't be called to report to me, that's a god. But if your original shlichut is to do a new shlichut, just it so happened that on the way you became an Irani, that's only a suffix, but that's a problem right now. Okay, there's one last answer, and then we'll have to analyze it, Amir Tzashem, properly. We'll have to analyze it properly next time. And that is the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva, he has a very, very different way of looking at these things. Says the Ritva. I'll read it to you, and then
you can't be halacha and kabbalah at the same time.
What?
You can't be halacha and kabbalah at the same time.
Yeah, but then that's going to be equal in both sugyas, right? How do we differentiate the sugyas? The Ritva throws a bit of a curveball. Bikashala, right? How come it's a suffix and daf samach gimel and it's a vada and daf chav dalet? So he says this is ikam anover yeshkilok bein hayin the hasam l'ha l'hacha. Okay, to understand that properly, you have to go to what he says. Sorry, not Dalit is what I meant to say. He says, okay, clearly he's taking an entirely different approach here, which I guess we'll have to come back to. He says there's a technical problem, Daf Chav Dalet. What was the technical problem, Daf Chav Dalet? What did he say? The Lashon HaBaal was, I'll read you, Havishlich Lo'olacha Adematis Lo'hasav. Be my Shlich Lo'olacha until you get to Denver. As soon as he set foot in Denver, she stopped him Shlich Lo'olacha. By the time she appointed herself a Shlich Lo'olacha, she already stopped being a Shliach Le Holacha. Meaning here, now obviously this is gonna have to be based on this. Here, there was a technical problem. What was the technical problem? Havi shliach leholacha ad dimatis lahasam, which was that the Shlichus leholacha expired, totally new shot, upon entry to the city. He reads it very literally. You're shlichus until you enter Hasa. And therefore, before the Nesina. Okay, if you're shlichus leholacha before you do Nesina, then it's there's no shliach halacha upon Nesina. Over here, there's no technical problem, right? Because he stayed a shliach leholacha until Shas Nesina, or say better,
he completed his task.
Yeah, in our sugya, he stayed a shliach leholacha until the moment he became a shliach leKabbalah. That's a sabbat. In the sugya that Rav Dalet, he stayed a shliach leholacha until he entered Denver. Then an hour later, went to Beis Din and became a shliach leKabbalah. Then it's too late. Tosh became a shliach leKabbalah and was ready to be Kabbal. There was no shliach leholacha anymore. So he puts in a technical problem. Why does he read this different than Rashi Tosos? The answer is a totally different approach towards the chazar shliach leKabbalah Rashi Tosos. But what we'll have to pick up with next time we're at Tosheb is just three simple questions. Number one, why do we care if the shliach can go back and report what he did? That doesn't really seem to be part of shlichus. Number two, if it's such a weird thing to say, you would other rishonim have different shlichus in totally different ways of looking at what lochazer shlichus eitzel habaal means. Number three, if there are different ways of understanding what lochazer shlichus eitzel habaal means, what are the nafkamines between them? Okay, three very simple questions.
We'll just pick up with Adam Yitzhak Shem next time and then go weiter in the Gemara until the Mishnah. Meanwhile, if you finish the Torah, so you can keep going until the Mishnah. If anyone want to